This is the background to the language of spiritual warfare, which we find in the New Testament and throughout Christian spiritual writing. Paul alerts us to the battle of ideas that goes on in every generation. The values and priorities of a society shape its life, and that ideological struggle is as real today as it was for the people who lived in Ephesus, to whom he was writing 2,000 years ago. We may be vulnerable to temptation, but we are equally vulnerable to being manipulated or undermined, which is why we need God's protection. It's why Paul encourages the Ephesians not to be complacent, but actively to clothe themselves with God's own armour. The sort of fighting that Paul describes does not use guns or suicide bombers. God wants us to use different weapons, the sort that lead by example, that cajole and beckon, that persuade and inspire others to a better way of life. God's weapons are the belt of truth, the breastplate of justice, the shoes that risk the journey to forge peace, the great shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Christians are to be people of integrity as well as passion.